Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal, tell a friend so I can finally fire my therapist. Today, we are talking with Chiron from Columbus Clean King. That's hard to say if you haven't tried it, by the way. Tyrone's company is a family-owned, family-operated business. They clean residential, commercial, and industrial sites. If you want to reach out to Tyrone and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.columbuscleanking.net. That's www.columbuscleanking.net. That will be on the show notes page for him if you want to click through. Tyrone, please say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. How are you?
Dude, you get the gold star and the award for most fired up and best guest. Like, hello. I love it, brother.
Thank you.
If you keep doing as good a job of this, I'm going to have you give lessons to the other guests on how to be a guest. So before I talk to them, they're fired up and they've been Tyronized. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
What a guy. All right, brother. Before we get into your specific issue and coaching you up on how to grow your cleaning company, I would love to hear a little bit about you. How'd you get in the cleaning business? What part of the country do you live in? Are you married, single? Tell us a little bit about you, man.
Well, my name is Tyron Smith. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I am a Buckeye, so we're going to give a shout-out to the Ohio State Buckeye football team.
Love it.
I am a proud father of five. And I have three girls and two boys. I started Columbus Clean King about 3 years ago. I seen the opportunity to rise above my pay grade. Believe me, my pay grade was awfully low. So I wanted to get more money, and I was thinking, hey, what do I need to do in order to give my family a better quality of life, more money, and to just be able to enjoy life a whole lot better than where I'm currently at? And the best way I thought of doing that was to start Columbus Clean King. So that's a little bit about me.
Dude, that is a fantastic story. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't own any commercial space. I'm like, I got to get this guy. I got to be a part of this guy's life. I want to have him clean my – I will buy a building just so I can have Tyron clean it.
Hey, I'll do it.
All right, dude. Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing. That is so cool. Congratulations on your five children. I've just got two. I've got a 17-year-old boy and a two-month-old boy, so I feel like I'm way behind the curve from you. But thank you for sharing that. And I love your passion. So let's talk about how we can grow your cleaning company. What specific issue can I help you with today?
Well, today, it's just two major companies here in Columbus, Ohio, and they have a sales force of 30 each. They go out here and they gobble up all the contracts, and then they gobble up all of the small companies that are small cleaning companies, take them up under, and charge them 10% for the contract plus $2,500 for signing on to them. So at this point, how do I stop that? Because I don't want to be gobbled up, and I definitely don't want to share 10%.
Well, first of all, that's awesome that you identified the kind of your market and what's going on, and you're not just going to go quietly into the night. So in all fairness, by the way, I'm sure we'll have people that do that, kind of have the larger cleaning companies say, hey, we'll get you the accounts for you. You just go service them, and we're going to take a percentage for that. Some of those folks and companies are scrupulous. Some are unscrupulous, just like just about everybody else. So that concept in and of itself isn't bad. But it absolutely is not bad for Tyron to say, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be independent. I'll get my own accounts. I don't need to give a percentage to anybody. I certainly don't need to give $2,500, and I want to do my own thing. Is that a fair statement, sir?
One of the best statements I've ever heard.
Dude, you are getting fired up. I just love your energy, man. Okay, well, let's talk about, I've got three or four things, I think. And thank you for bringing that up, because I don't think, unfortunately, that you're the only one dealing with this. I think there's a lot of people in Cleaner Nation that either are dealing with it, or if they're not now, they might be in the near future. And this could go with, this will go with two things. One, I get what in your area in Columbus, they're kind of gobbling companies up for the specific purpose of just they want to take over the area. But it doesn't have to be franchises that are trying to say, hey, give us $2,500 and a percentage and we want to roll other companies up. Could just be a big cleaning company on your block that's been there forever and they've got 50 or 100 employees and you just got your two or three and you're trying to know how to compete. So the good thing is this coaching I'm going to give you, Tyron, will work for both. So everyone out there listening that says, well, my people aren't trying to gobble people up. They're just a big company that has a lot more resources than I have. This is going to work for you too. So great question, Tyron. So there's a couple things. First of all, I just want to encourage all of you, and I was talking to Tyron a little bit about this before we started the episode, that their structure is different. And from the outside looking in, it looks like, man, that's a huge advantage. They've got all these salespeople. They've got all this marketing money. They've got all this infrastructure and overhead and all this opportunity that I don't have. Is that a fair statement of how you feel, Tyron?
That is the correct statement.
All right. Well, let me turn that around a little bit, because I've been inside. I've been on both. I've been on the little, not in the cleaning industry specifically, but I've been on the little company looking in at the big company going, man, how can I compete with them? And I've also kind of been the bigger company squashing all the little companies, knowing what that looks like on the inside out. So let me give you some encouragement of things that being on the outside looking in, you may not be able to see. First of all that cool stuff that we talked about all costs money. So if they've got 20 salespeople, they've got to give away some percentage of that to the salesperson, right? Good salespeople certainly are not free. They're very hard to manage, and they're very expensive. So if they've got 20 salespeople, they've probably got a sales manager, or the owner's doing it. If the owner's doing it, then he's not running the company. If they've got a sales manager, then they've got to pay the sales manager. They've got to pay the salespeople. And generally, their prices are they have to reflect that, right? Either they're going to lose money if they don't charge more for that, and they'll be out of business soon, so you don't have to worry about it. Or they're going to have to just charge more. So oftentimes, all that overhead, all that resource with big offices and fancy websites and all the marketing and all the salespeople, that costs a tremendous amount of money. So that means one of two things. One, you can be a little cheaper than they can and make the same margin, make the same profit, or even more. Or two, you can be the same price as them and your margin can go way up. So does that make any sense? Or before we move on to the next thing, do you have any questions or comments or thoughts on that, Tyron?
No, it makes sense that they spend $2,000 on the internet every single month. And it makes sense that they're running multiple ads in the newspaper, spots on television. How can I compete with somebody with all that money?
Great question. So I've got a couple other things I want to hit, but that's a great question, so I'm going to answer it before we move on. First of all, they understand something that is what I teach my customers, and I want you as Cleaner Nation out there to understand. Marketing is only an expense if it's done wrong. So what they've probably done is created some sort of a marketing system that they've tested, and they probably spent thousands of dollars doing whatever the case may be. If they're on radio, if they're on TV, if they're in the newspaper, magazines, flyers, direct mail, postcards, door-to-door set, whatever the heck they might be doing, they probably tested it and they did it wrong, or they had a real good coach that they paid to help them, but they figured out, okay, so this magazine didn't work, it lost money, this copy didn't work, so we had to change it. But they kept testing and testing and testing until they figured out this TV spot on this spot with this copy, with this call to action, with this sales follow-up makes money. Every time we put a dollar into that bad boy, we get $2 out. So what the difference between them and you is, not you, Tyron, but whoever's listening that can't do this, is they have a system that's repeatable, scalable, and dependable that they can just scale up. So their budget, when you're like, how can I compete when they have all this money? You can't, because their budget is infinite, right? If they spend a dollar, Tyron, if I said, hey, I'm a magazine sales guy, and I guarantee you, give me a dollar or $1,000 to run your magazine ad, I guarantee I'll get $2,000 in new customers this month. How much can you spend with me?
That's something to think about.
Well, the right answer is you spend as much money as you get a hold of, right? If I guarantee you give me a dollar, I'll give you two in customers. You say, well, shoot, let me beg, borrow, steal, take out a loan. I'll give you $100,000. Now you give me my $200,000 in customers, or however much you can keep up with, right? So the difference between
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. And I mean, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, so the answer to that, so you're like, well, great, now you've just defined the problem. I know the problem. What's the solution? The solution is you've got to stop looking at marketing A as an expense, or B as a, I tried it and it didn't work, or it didn't work the way I wanted, so I quit. And you've got to look at it as there is a way to make marketing a systematizable, dependable, repeatable, scalable system that I can build. So I'm just going to pick one thing. You know, you're not going to do everything, right? Because you don't know how much money they've spent. You don't know what's making money for them or losing money for them. You know, looks up from the outside, everything's going great. But I've been inside of those. I promise you, some of the things they're doing are working and some aren't. But they've got enough of a system where they can outspend you 10 to 1. So all you got to do is find one system. Pick, don't try and do seven. Pick one, whether it be direct mail, whether it be door-to-door sales, whether it be lunch and learns or events, whether it be door hangers or online, if you want to go online, Facebook ads or pay-per-click or SEO, any of that stuff, pick one and figure out how, and maybe it'll take you 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months where you figure, and maybe it'll cost you a couple thousand dollars. But once you've got that system of, I know I can put $1 into Facebook ads and I get $2 out in customers, now you've got a system that you can duplicate, you can scale, you can repeat, and your budget is infinite, right? If you can put $1 in and get $2 of customers out, you can outspend anybody. They can't outspend you anymore. The only thing that would limit your spending is how quick you can hire and take care of all of those customers. So does that make sense of how you do it? You find one piece that you want to market, you learn how to make it scalable where you put $1 in, you get two out, and then you just compete with them on that area. And once you get that one down, then you can think about adding a second one. But don't say, well, I'll try a little bit of flyers, I'll try a little bit of door knocking, I'll try a little bit of SEO, I'll try a little bit of all this stuff, and none of it works. Just pick one. Learn how to crush it, and then they won't be able to compete with you just in that one. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, brother. You got me out. You got me fired up, so I'm going a little long, but I'm going to give you a couple other things. So the other thing is their unique selling proposition. Do you know what that is? Do you know what your customers or your prospects are saying? That what's their, when they go in, what are they saying to people to get them to buy? Do you know?
Green. Everybody seems to be going green. No one wants to use the harsh chemicals. They don't want to smell that. They would like just a friendly, clean smell that just looks clean.
Oh, that is...
Everybody's going green.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's so easy to knock off. I thought they might have a hard one. That's an easy one. So the first thing is, what I'd encourage my clients to do, and I'm encouraging you to do is my coaching client for now, is I always talk about you've got to have your USP, your unique selling proposition. It's totally different. It's not the same as everybody else, and it can't be, and it has to bring value to the customer. So a lot of companies, tons of them are all about the green. Oh, that we're green, we're green, we're green. The problem is because everybody's doing it, it is no longer unique, okay? So that's an easy one to topple because, A, the customers oftentimes don't really care about that. They've been educated to think that they're supposed to. So they say, oh, yeah, I want green because everyone's told them that's what they need. But nobody's really done a good job explaining the benefit of why being green helps them out at all. So you come in with your unique selling proposition, and that's something I'd have to coach you on, one-on-one, but you get your unique selling proposition. Maybe it's that your work is guaranteed. Maybe it's that all of your employees are background checked, or maybe it's that, I've seen places where they said, we only send good looking girls over in cute outfits to do your cleaning. And I'm not recommending you doing that, but it's unique, right? And for the customers that want that, nobody can compete with it. Go ahead, Tyron.
That's right. And I think I might use that.
You are welcome to it, no charge.
Yeah, send them right over.
But the trick is, I gave that a order. So the first thing you want to do, first of all, is I pick a niche. So instead of trying to say, hey, I'm going to be everything to everybody, if you own a business or a home or a construction cleanup or you have carpets or you've got a disaster recovery, anything like that, I'll help you. That's not the right way to go. Pick one market. Pick a market, medical offices, car dealerships, warehouse space, restaurants, whatever the case may be. Pick a market and specialize in just that. That could be your USP right there. So when you walk into a restaurant, let's say you compete with them. They send one of their fancy sales guys in to say, hey, we're green. We do everything green. We're green, 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 green. No bad chemicals, green. You walk in and say, hey, Mr. Restaurant Owner, all I do is serve restaurants. That's all I do. I don't do anything else. If you're a restaurant, I'm an expert. And I don't just clean your facility. because what you're going to have done as you're picking this niche, you're going to go to them and go, what's important to you, man? And he's going to say stuff like, well, my employees quit and customers complain. And, you know, we spent $3 million building out the space and now it looks like crap. So you're going to find out his pain. And then when you go back to sell those people, you're going to go, hey, Mr. Customer, all we deal is restaurants. And we know that a dirty space makes employees not want to show up to work. And we know how much that costs you. And I understand that you probably spent, this is a beautiful place. You might've spent $1 million on this and look how, and it's not being maintained the way that you know it should be. If these are the things that are interested to you, I'd be happy to talk to you about giving you a bid. Now, the guy that comes in that's going to say, hey, we're green, he doesn't have a chance against you. He doesn't even know what he walked into because he's talking about what he's interested in. We're green. We do this. Here's the chemicals we use. Talk about us. And guess what? Your customer's least favorite subject is them. Their favorite subject is, or I'm sorry, your customer's least favorite subject is you or your competitors. Their favorite subject is them. So you're going to come in and go, Mr. Restaurant Owner, all I do is talk to restaurant owners. How can I help you build your business? What's important to you? What are you passionate about? What keeps you up at night? What are you stressed out about? Let's talk about that. And I promise you, your competitor's not doing that. So it's very, very easy. They're going to come and talk in green. You're going to come and talk about just the things that are important to your customer. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, if you just pick a niche, ask them what their pain and passion is, and then go in and talk to them about their pain and passion and create a unique selling proposition around that pain or passion, No one's going to be able to sell against you, man. And you're the owner. Just talking to you on the phone with this kind of personality, I would take you as a salesperson over any of those guys. They're just working for money, right? You're a guy that actually cares. You've got passion. And I want to work with you just because of who you are. So I truly think you're not that far away from being the guy where they're like, oh, crap. You know, Tyron's bidding this thing. We don't have a chance. This guy's, you could really be, instead of you being scared of them rolling you up, they're like, crap, we can't make any headways. Tyron's got all these clients because, and they won't know what you're doing. Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast. You might have trouble. But, so the long story short, understand that their overhead structure allows them to do stuff, but it also means they're generally going to be more expensive. Understand that once you figure out a repeatable, scalable, dependable marketing source, or ideally two or three sources, you'll have the same budget they have. You can spend all the money that you want once you know that a dollar in is two out. Find out your niche, understand what their pain is, and when you go on sales appointments or do any of your marketing, only speak to their pain. Don't talk about green or any of this crap that they're not interested in. Talk about them and what they're interested in. How's that sound? I know I went fast, but I wanted to jam a lot in there.
I think you are excellent, and this show is going to be really, really good for everybody to listen to. So I hope you get a ton of listeners in. Well, I really hope you do, because you're actually giving out valuable information.
I appreciate that, brother, because like we talked in the pre-chat, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and there's a lot of people out there that like to talk about a bunch of stuff, but they haven't done it, they haven't heard about it, and my first cleaning company was a Service Master franchise, and I loved it. I see the opportunity. There's a lot of money to be made, and I see, and it's so exciting for me to watch people, entrepreneurs, build something from nothing and be able to really change their family's future forever. So that I get fired up about this, and I was glad to help. All right, Tyron, you've done such a good job. We're going to jump you right into the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick and easy questions. You're going to give me three fantastic answers, and Cleaner Nation around the world will cheer for you, brother. Number one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I have ever received was to start your own business. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability to create something out of nothing. That would be my best advice received.
Man, I couldn't agree more, my friend. And for anyone out there that's thinking about starting their cleaning company, listen to Tyron and just jump in both feet. All right, here's a fun one. Tyron, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that you can share with Cleaning Nation so they can save themselves a headache?
Oh, wow. I tell you what it is. Doing hoarder houses, make sure you come with a dumpster, because just bagging everything up and setting them out front of somebody's residence is a nightmare for the trash company, believe me.
Oh, so that's exactly why I do this show. I'm sure there's a dozen people that just heard that, and you saved them and their neighbors all a bunch of headache just by that quick thing. So nicely done, Tyron. All right, last question, lightning round. What is the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their business?
I tell you what it is. Make sure that you come out with the top of the line cleaning products when it comes down to doing floors. There's nothing more embarrassing than doing a floor job and getting it wrong. Buy the best, give the best, do the best.
Love
that. That
would
be my advice.
I'm repeating that again. Buy the best, do the best, give the best. That sounds like a fantastic USP that would crush some guy going, we use green products. I'm just saying. All right, Tyron, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I so appreciate you, and I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you guys want to check out Tyron's show notes page, we'll have a link to his website, and you can download this episode, discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.